ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं पापकर्मभूतये स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं विदति सुखदंशकम् श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवाश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं साद्वैतं सार्वदूतं हरिं सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां शाकाम्बितां स्यात् हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कान्ता राधा कान्ता नमोऽस्तुते तप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशादि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे हरे
मद चित्ता मदगत प्राणा बोधयन्तः परस्परम् कथयन्तश्च माम्
नित्याम्
तुष्यन्तिश्च रमन्ति च द थॉट्स ऑफ माय प्योर डिवोटीज ड्वेल इन मी Their lives are fully devoted to my service. And they derive great satisfaction and bliss from always enlightening
one another
and conversing about me. Purport. Pure devotees whose characteristics are mentioned here engage themselves fully in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Their minds cannot be diverted from the lotus feet of Krishna. Their talks are solely on the transcendental subjects. The symptoms of the pure devotees are described in these words specifically. Devotees of the Supreme Lord are 24 hours daily engaged in glorifying the qualities and pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Their hearts and souls are constantly submerged in Krishna, and they take pleasure in discussing Him with other devotees. In the preliminary stage of devotional service, they relish the transcendental pleasure from the service itself. And in the mature stage, they are actually situated in love of God. Once situated in that transcendental position, they can relish the highest perfection which is exhibited by the Lord in his abode. Lord Chaitanya likens transcendental devotional service to the sowing of the seed in the heart of the living entity. There are innumerable living entities traveling throughout the different planets of the universe, and out of them there are a few who are fortunate enough to meet a pure devotee and get the chance to understand devotional service. This devotional service is just like a seed, and if it is sown in the heart of living entity, and if he goes on hearing and chanting Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
that seed fructifies, just as the seed of a tree fructifies with regular watering. The spiritual plant of devotional service gradually grows and grows until it penetrates the covering of the material universe and enters into the Brahma Jyoti effulgence in the spiritual sky. In the spiritual sky also, that plant grows more and more until it reaches the highest planet, which is called Golok Vrindavan, the supreme planet of Krishna. Ultimately, the plant takes shelter under the lotus feet of Krishna and rests there. Gradually, as a plant grows fruits and flowers, that plant of devotional service also produces fruits, and the watering process in the form of chanting and hearing goes on. This plant of devotional service is fully described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 19. It is explained there that when the complete plant takes shelter under the lotus feet of the Lord, one becomes fully absorbed in love of Godhead. Then he cannot live even for a moment without hearing in contact with the Supreme Lord, just as a fish cannot live without water. In such a state, the devotee actually attains the transcendental qualities in contact with the Supreme Lord. The Srimad Bhagavatam is also full of such narrations about the relationship between the Supreme Lord and his devotees. Therefore, the Srimad Bhagavatam is very dear to the devotees. As stated in the Bhagavatam itself, 12, 13, 18, Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yat Vaishnavanam Priyam. In this narration, there is nothing about material activities, economic development, sense gratification, or liberation. Srimad Bhagavatam is the only narration in which the transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord and his devotees is fully described. Thus, the realized souls in Krishna consciousness takes continuous pleasure in hearing such transcendental literature, just as a young boy and a girl takes pleasure in association.
Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishna Bhutale Srimada Bhakti Vedanta Swami. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisheshaya Mada Chitta Madagata Prana Bodhayanta Paraspara The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are fully devoted to my service, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss from always enlightening one another and conversing about me. So, the Lord here is stating the eternal activity and consciousness of a pure devotee. Pure devotees cannot remain without glorifying his Lord. And same is the case with Lord. Lord cannot remain without glorifying his devotees. So, Mother Chitta, their Chitta, Chitta Arthat, Chitta meaning Man, Buddhi and Ahankar, subtle body. So, external body, they are engaged in sadhana bhakti, and internal body, subtle body, they are engaged in raganuga bhakti. Mother Chitta, so with mind, intelligence, ego, they always meditate in transcendental name, form, pastime, paraphernalia of the Lord. Even if they want to deviate from Krishna conscious engagement, such as thinking about Lord, it will not be possible. Example is given here that yatha yuvati yuvato yuvatau cha yuvati yatha mano abhiramate tadvat mano me ramate tvayi. Just as young girl is constantly without deviating, even if they try, they cannot help themselves other than meditating on each other. Very intense meditation. Helpless. So their lust is involved, and here love is involved. Love means that you want to please your beloved by all the means. And the condition is that tat sukhe sukhi tvam, tad dukhe dukhi tvam. Only his pleasure is, if he becomes happy with my activities, then I want to carry out. If he is not happy, then I want to stop. In other words, the lover's happiness is the only concern, not my happiness. That is love. And lust is opposite. Lust means you satisfy my senses. Atmendriya prithivancha dhari kamna. Krishnendriya prithivancha dhari premna. So, pure devotees, they are helplessly sold out to Krishna. they can't help but to remain total indebted to Krishna. And they love Krishna and his devotees, not just Krishna, and his devotees more themselves, more than themselves, and they have full faith in his devotees. Full faith. Visram, without any doubt. So this is pure devotee. Pure devotee means that bhajan vignam, he knows the science of Krishna consciousness, bhajan vignam, and ananyam anyam. And he is the ananya devotee, ekantik bhakta, ananya bhakta of Krishna. Bhajan vignam ananyam anyam. And that he is devoid of any kind of envy towards anybody. No envy of any kind. In other words, very, very innocent heart. Very innocent. So this is pure devotee. And that he is always meditating on how to spread love of his Lord Krishna. He's always devising different means by which he can spread the glories, love, bhakti of his beloved Lord. Not only meditating, but he is giving his life towards that goal. How I can give love of Krishna to everyone. So this is pure devotee. So such pure devotee, Mada Chitta, Mada Gata Prana. Not only his Chitta, but his Prana. Pranavayu. Apanam. Vyanam. Upach Prana. In other life's air. Mada Chitta, Mada Gata Prana. Such devotee, pure devotees, they consign every breath, every life, everything within this life, everything. Manasa Deha Geho Yo Kichu Mori. Arpilu Tuyapada Nanda Kishore. People ask question, my mind, I cannot concentrate on holy name, on devotional service, and so forth. Because you are all occupied by so many other things than bhakti. So naturally mind will go there. And that's why Rupa Goswami says, atyahar, prayascha, prayas, over and overing for material things, over and overing. And everybody over and overs. For what? So that my children can have good education, my children can have good marriage, and my children can have good money. His is done. Ours is done. Nobody is going to be without roti, kapda, makan. It is there. Already. But so much. So this is prayas. So then how your mind can be on Krishna? Prayasascha prajalpo prajalpo. So atya, collecting more than necessary mundane things. Because if we collect more than necessary, then we will have to spend time and meditate on how to protect and how to use and how to increase. So naturally mind will go into that. It is very natural. So prayas and atyahar, overeating like I do, generally overeating. Helplessly we have to do sometimes, but we have to do. So that atya, prayasascha, prayas. So naturally mind will go into these things. So madha chitta means pure devotee has no aspiration or no ambitions or no other thing than how I can please my Lord. If that is the only goal, then Mirabai's mind will not go divert. Sat Goswami's mind will not divert. Srila Prabhupada's mind will not divert. Because they have no other business than Krishna consciousness. So naturally, the mind will go on Krishna consciousness. So there is no other business. And if not, then we should allow ourselves to naturally become detached from atyahar prayas at the age of 51, which is called vanaprastha. So Prabhupada says vanaprastha, Vrindavan, he says, Vrindavan. Or Mero Man Vrindavan. Not that you have to move into Vrindavan Mathura. You withdraw from material activities, especially nokri and jobs and acquiring money and so on and so forth. 51 means it is semi-retirement. No other word than Krishna consciousness. And 75, total renunciation, total retirement. Total. So this is the family planning. We should plan our family this way. That ultimately, I want nothing but Krishna consciousness at the age of 51. That is natural. Natural progression. Otherwise, you can do early. Early is better because who knows what kind of body will get next life. Of course, you all are very staunch, elevated devotees, very dear to Krishna and Guru. So, such thing will not happen, but the chance is given. Why not now, then later? So that is our thinking. Should be our thinking. And even if you do work now, no loss. Just do 8 hours, 5 days a week, and whatever Krishna wants to give, be satisfied and carry out Krishna consciousness rest of the time, which is easy, very easy. And at the age of 51 or 65, whatever, 60, whatever, we can fully dedicate ourselves in Krishna consciousness, madha chitta. It will be very easy to focus. Because there is no other business than Krishna consciousness. Krishna says, abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagyena cha uchyate. Vairagya. Then you can fix your mind. So madachitta madagata prana bodhayanta parasparam. And devotees, they always converse with one another about Krishna. Why? Because Krishna is their beloved. Generally talks between two person happens about what they like. They talk about it. Cricket, girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, father, mother, or they talk between two personalities takes place what they like. So pure devotee does not like anything but Krishna, his devotees and his devotion. Bhakti, Bhagavan and Bhakta. Bhakta, Bhagavan and Bhakti. Devotees has no other attraction except these three things. So then they always will converse. Bodhayanta parasparam. They always will talk about Krishna. So madachitta madagata prana bodhayanta parasparam. And then kathayanta katha. Kathayanta samam nityam. They glorify me. Katha. Kathayanta samam nityam. Tava kathamritam tatta jivanam. So tava katha, gopis, they say that your kathamrit is the life of suffering living entities, tapta jivan, whose life is tapta, suffering. Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam kavipiditam kalmashapaham. Kalmas, your katha relieves living entity from all reaction to the sinful life. Kalmashapaham. Sravana mangalam. And when it is heard, your katha is heard, then it brings all auspiciousness. Sravana mangalam. Srimad atatam. Srimad, spiritually surcharged. Srimad atatam means spiritually surcharged. It is totally on a transcendental plane. Your kathamrut is totally on transcendental platform. Spiritually Sravana mangalam srimad atatam. Bhuvi granantiye bhurida jana. And those most magnanimous devotees of yours, they are distributing this kathamrit throughout the world, bhuvi, throughout the globe, bhuvi granantiye bhurida jana. And they are the most magnanimous. Your devotees, your devotees are most magnanimous. Magnanimous means danvir, charitable, those who like to distribute charity, dan karna. So most magnanimous person is Krishna's devotee. The others, when they do some dan, giving donation, they do such things to get elevation to the higher planetary system, such as Swargaloka, where they can get almost like unlimited happiness, sensual, material happiness. Chine punya vritti lokam vishanti. At the end of piety, punya karma come back again in the whirlpool of birth, death, old age and disease. So, Bhurida Jana means most magnanimous devotees who gives Krishna Bhakti, who distributes Krishna Bhakti to the general mass. This is a real charity. So, Madachitta Madagata Prana Bodhayanta Parasparam Kathayantascha Mam Nityam. And by doing so, Tusyanti Cha Ramanti Cha. They become totally, totally satisfied. Tusyanti Ena Atma Suprasiddhati. Tusyanti. Total satisfaction. Ena Atma Savai Punso Paro Dharmo Yado Bhakti. Very good. E Atma Suprasiddhati. Total satisfaction. After having Krishna consciousness, after developing our love for Krishna, that devotee never hanker for anything, never lament for anything. Total satisfaction. He is Atma Rama. He is enjoying his bliss from Krishna and association of Krishna's pure devotees. Service to Krishna and Krishna's pure devotees. This is the only thing can give us total satisfaction. Total satisfaction. E Atma Suprasiddhati Ahaituki Apratihata. Bhakti is Suddha Bhakti without any expectation of any kind of things, boon, and without any interruption. Tel Dharavat Satat Hamesh. That is uninterrupted, unmotivated devotional service. That devotee can get total satisfaction. Tusyanti Charamanti Cha. And total bliss. Total bliss. Total bliss means Krishna is total bliss. Krishna's name is Ananda. And we are, and he also, Anandmai, Anandmai Abhyasa, Vedanta Sutra. Total bliss. But that Ananda for us may be covered up by so many other dirt. So then we have to undo that dirt. And that is done by Prabhupada quoted chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and he said that Malihana Kare Sehi Bija Arupan Sravana Kirtana Jale Kare Sinchan. Then that Bhakti Lata Bij sprouts Ankur, Ankurit Hota. And that Bhakti Lata Brahmand Bedi Jai. Brahmand pierce this Brahmanda and it grows and grows and it goes into Paravyam, Vaikuntha, all the way to Golok Vrindavan where Krishna is there, and then the Bhakti Lata takes shelter under lotus feet of Krishna and then bears the fruit. Those fruits are love of Godhead. But meanwhile what happens most of the time is that Bhakti Lata gets choked. Around that Bhakti Lata bij, when it sprouts, then there are ghas phush. weeds around this, around the root of this Bhakti Lata. And this creep, this unwanted weeds, they choke the growth of Bhakti Lata. And those weeds are called Namaparad, and the weeds, the severe weeds called Man, Puja and Pratishta. Man, Chakrapati, President, Raja, Vada Pradhan. So this Pratishta. And then Puja, worship me. Everybody worship me. Puja. I have become so great that people will worship me. Puja, love and Pratishta. And what I'll get from Puja and Pratishta, I'll get so much love. So these are the real bad, severe weeds. Puja, love and Pratishta. These are subtle weeds. And Hathi Mat, Hathi Mat, Matwala Hathi, intoxicated elephant, Aparad is called Vaishnava Aparad. And that uproots your Bhakti Lata totally. Khedan Medan Sarabhag, the whole park, garden will be destroyed, uprooted by mad elephant. Elephant on top, madam, madwala, mad, madam elephant. And that madam elephant, severe offense is what? Offending devotees. Vaishnava Aparad. And Vaishnava Aparad are six. Hanti, Nindati, Vaidvesti, Vaishnavana Abhinandati, Krandati, Upajayate Naharsham, Darsane Patanani Sat. These are six Vaishnava Aparad. That Hanti, Pitai Karna, to beat up a devotee. Hanti, Nindati, to blaspheme the devotees of the Lord who has given up his life for propagating holy name. Hanti Nindati Vaidvesti, dves, to become envious, suya, asuya, matsarta, dusro ka accha dekke asahisnu hona, unko matsarta bolte hain. Dusro ka accha dekke asahisnu hona, matsar. So hanti, nindati, vaidvesti, dvesh, matsarta. Vaishnavana abhinandati, Vaishnava, when having darshan of a Vaishnava, not to greet him, saying, Hare Krishna Prabhu, Jai Radhe, Jai Sri Radhe, Ram Ram, Abhinandan. So Vaishnava na abhinandati is Vaishnava Aparad. And krandati, krodh karna. Vaishnava par krodh karna. Krandati, angry. Being angry on Vaishnava. Krandati, upajayate na harsan darsane. Vaishnava ka darsan hone par anand na hona, hars na hona. To not become jubilant by having seen the Vaishnava is also Vaishnava Aparad. So these are six Vaishnava Aparad, which are called mad elephant offense. 99% Vaishnava falls down due to this Aparad, Vaishnava Aparad. So we have to be very, very careful not to offend Vaishnava, even in dream or even unknowingly. we should not offend Vaishnava. You know that famous story about Rupa Goswami. He was meditating and one Pangu was going and unknowingly he offended him. He took aparad. He didn't offend. He didn't not even know that this Pangu Vaishnava is passing by. But he took aparad. Then he couldn't meditate on the Lord for several days. So, anjaneme, even if you offend Vaishnava unknowingly, it's very severe, mad elephant offense. So we have to be very careful. So this is gaspus. We have to be careful about so that our creeper can grow and grow, nothing but grow. And wraps around Krishna's lotus feet and bears the fruit of love of God and love of Krishna, which is the topmost goal of our life, to have that those fruits bear on our Bhakti Lata. That is our life's mission statement. We should write that life mission statement on our wall and meditate on that statement every day. This is the goal. So, madachitta madagata prana bodhayanta parasparam kathayanta samam nityam tusyantis charamanticha. This is how we should develop our Krishna consciousness. So, any question, comment? Sankha, Samadhan. Yes, Guruji.
Excellent class. This Bhakti Lata creeper, as a creeper needs a stem or something solid.
Yeah, to wrap around.
They need a support.
Support.
So if you could kindly explain what is support that we need. And the second is that the roots are of the creeper in our heart.
Yes.
So, apart from chanting and listening, so the roots of the creeper, when we reach Krishna Loka, what happens to the root? It's still in the mud.
So, the real root of this creeper is not in our heart, but it is in Vaishnava Seva. Sudha Bhakata Charana Renu Bhajananu Kula Bhakata Seva Paramasiddhi Premlati Bhakata Seva Parama Siddhi Prem Lati Krishna Prem Lati Ker Mula. So Mool is Vaishnava Seva. Sudha Bhakata Charana Renu Bhajan Anukul or Bhakata Seva Parama Siddhi Prem Lati Ker Mula. So real jad of Prem Latika is Vaishnava Seva. Name Ruchi, Jivera Daya or Vaishnava Seva. Ye tin chadi dharma nahi suno sanatan. Sanatan, ye tin chad ke aur koi dharma nahi hai. Vaishnava Seva. Vaishnava Seva ye Prem Lati ka mool hai. Vaishnava Prad and Bachana or Vaishnava ki Seva Karna. Chadiya Vaishnava Seva Nistar Paibe Keba Narottam Das Thakur. Chadiya Vaishnava Seva Nistar Paibe Keba.
Vaishnav Seva is Prem Lati Kera Moola. Madhavati Thi Bhakti Janani Jatane Palana Kori. Or Madhavati Thi ये भक्ति की जननी है और वैष्णव सेवा ये भक्ति लता का मूल है. और कोई सवाल?
Understand?
हाँ जी.
How do you get the support?
How do you get that support by serving Vaishnavas? You serve Vaishnava and you get all support you want. Even Krishna. Even Krishna. Krishna says many times. मद भक्ता पूजा आदि का मेरे से मेरे भक्त की पूजा आदि का अधिक. He says those who claim to be my devotee are not my devotee, but who is my devotee? My devotee's devotee is my devotee. Means one who is serving my devotee is my devotee. He says that tasmai deyam tato grahyam sacha pujyo yathahi aham. I forgot that first beginning slogan. Tasmai deyam tato grahyam. My devotee, even if he is chanda, even if he is low born, but he is my unalloyed devotee. So that's why you, whatever you give him, it is equal to giving me. And tato grahyam, you should accept his remnants or anything he gives. Accept. Sacha pujyo yathahi aham. My devotee is as worshipable as I am. My devotee is as worshipable as I am. So we have to serve devotees. And that is Bhakti Lata Mool. That is the root of Bhakti Lata. We have to serve Vaishnav Seva, Chadiya Vaishnav Seva. तांदेर चरण सेवी भक्त सन्निवास जनमे होय यही अभिलाष. तांदेर चरण सेवी भक्त सन्निवास जन्म जन्मांतर. दिस इज अवर डिजायर दैट आई कैन हैव माय बर्थ अमंग्स दोज डिवोटीज हु सर्व सिक्स गोस्वामी. So that I can get to serve those devotees. Any another question?
In the purport you talked about 12, 13, 18, that is like spotless and there is no material contamination.
Yeah. Puranam amalam yad vaisnavanam priyam. So Puran amalam, amal. Mal means gandaki. Mal means dirty. Amal means no dirt. What is the dirt? There are these four dirt. That dharma, artha, kama and moksha. So this Srimad Bhagavatam is devoid of any dirt. Dharma prajita kaitava atra nirmatsaranam satam. विद्यम वास्तव मात्र वस्तु तापत्रय उन्मिलानम. सो दिस भागवत पुराण इज डिवॉइड ऑफ ऑल दिस डर्टी थिंग्स. नो धर्म अर्थ काम मोक्ष. इट इज डिस्क्राइबिंग द ट्रांसेंडेंटल ग्लोरीज ऑफ ए डिवोटी एंड ए लॉर्ड and loving exchange between both. This is Srimad Bhagavatam. Yat Vaishnavanam Priyam. And this Bhagavat Puran, which is as brilliant as millions of sun,
which is spotless and which is natural commentary of all Vedic literature, Vedanta Sutra and Vedas. So this Bhagavatam we must serve. Person Bhagavat, book Bhagavat. So this Bhagavat is Bhashyanam Brahma Sutranam. Brahma Sutra, natural commentary of Brahma Sutra. So this Srimad Bhagavatam should be, therefore the Srimad Bhagavatam is very dear to Lord, to devotees, as stated in Bhagavatam. So that's why Bhagavat is very dear to devotees, because it is spotless Purana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said this in Mat Manjusha. What did he say in Mat Manjusha? Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumartho Maham Iti Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Mata Tatra Adarana Paraha Aradhyo Bhagavan Vraje Satanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kvachitupasana Vajavradu Vargena Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. Srimad Bhagavat is spotless Purana, Amalam. Any other question?
You just mentioned that it is very important to avoid the six Vaishnava Aparadhas. But among these six, like not to become envious, not to become angry, when you've been given a service which essentially deals with, it is all about dealing with devotees, and when you yourself are a Kanishta Adhikari or whatever kind of a devotee, because it's very easy not to commit offenses or to really respect elevated devotees. But you are a Kanishta Adhikari, and in general you are also dealing with, in our own vision, Kanishta Adhikaris. How do we achieve that we do not commit any offenses?
Well, if you don't want to commit offense against Vaishnava, then you can serve him some prasad, you can serve him otherwise, you can offer obeisances, and you can keep your cool, and nothing is more important than keeping Vaishnava happy, or Vaishnava. Even though, suppose I give one devotee some work, devotional work to do, and he did not do, or he mess it up, then we should have patience that, okay, it didn't work, so not to blast him, but see, again he can come to your standard. Or third time, if he doesn't, then leave him alone. But krandati also aparadha. If you exhibit krodha to Vaishnava, that is also aparadha. That's why we have to keep our cool. Very important.
So is it a question of purity and advancement?
Yes, purity and our determination not to offend any Vaishnava. If you become angry, then it's also aparadha. So hanti, nindati, vaidvesti, vaishnavana, abhinandati, krandati, krodh. So that is also offense. So that's why Vaishnava culture is so nice culture. It is cool culture. It is cool.
In your lecture, you mentioned about Vaishnava offense. One of these is not paying the obeisances like Hare Krishna or Radhe Radhe.
Yes, greeting him.
Greetings. So, normally it happens when you enter into the Krishna consciousness, you are new, and you are new for the devotees also. So, what happens when you meet new devotees or new faces? You will be very pleased. So the virtue of period, when you become little bit old, like 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, then that greeting, you know, doesn't happen from inside.
Yeah.
So how to develop or how to overcome this? Sometimes it happens superficially, you know, like we have to greet, so we are greeting, but internally we are not wishing. Something has happened with the devotee and we don't want to wish, but we have to wish. So how to overcome this?
Well, if you are saying that you are advancing, then advancing means your level of consciousness, which is Krishna consciousness, increases, and higher consciousness at the level of Krishna consciousness, you see all the devotees in connection with Krishna. And when you see everybody in connection with Krishna, then naturally you will keep your composure and you will not, in other words, kam, krodh, lobh, krodh is out. And krodh will be exhibited only at one place and only one place. And that one place is somebody is blaspheming devotee or devotee lord. That is the only place you have chance to use your anger. And rest, krodh should be zero. Otherwise, krodh becomes a devouring, all-devouring enemy. It devours us and it devours everything that belongs to us. So, we have to practice this. We have to keep our cool. We have to. There is no other way. So what? Let everything be on a blazing fire, but I want to keep my cool at any cost. And I don't want to offend any devotee at any cost. We have to keep that cool.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, you have explained very nicely the Vaishnava Aparad we should not do. But what is our duty towards the new fight devotee or who is not Vaishnava? So, who is not Vaishnava, to them if do some aparad.
Okay, that is not, that may not be aparad, but it will still involve you and involve your consciousness. Even if you exhibit anger towards non-Vaishnava, that will also make you suffer. Because krodh is a demon. It is antasatra. Krishna says, kamayesha krodhayesha rajoguna samudbhava mahashana mahapapma vidyaya ya vairi, your enemy. Vidyaya ya vairi naam, he is your enemy, krodh. So no matter where you exhibit your krodh, you are going to get implicated. Better just kick it. Better to kick it. Yeah, keep cool. And nothing is going to be lost. It is not going to be the end of the world for you. Maybe it might be that it will come to, it will bring you to some good thing. Dealing with karma is very difficult. What can be done? We have to deal. We have to deal with it. Even for preaching, you have to deal with karmas. Because we want to do good to them. So they don't give up their nature. Why should saintly person should give up his saintly nature? They don't give up their nature. So we should keep our cool. That's the idea. Racial case. Okay. Grace.
You were saying you translated chitta as consciousness. Rather, you said
everybody.
But is it not conscious? Aren't we not supposed to be subtler than the subtle body?
Yes, we are subtle than subtle body. But so, what is your question? Atma is subtle than this chitta, man, buddhi, ahankar. They are subtle. But subtler than that is Atma, yes, that is right.
But okay, my question was like, you know, we always describe it as Sat-Chit Ananda.
Yes.
So Chit is full consciousness. Right?
Their Chit means knowledge.
Okay, so these are two different
knowledge. Well, it's related. Related. Sat Chit Ananda. Sat means eternal, Chit means knowledge, and Ananda means total bliss. Sat Chit Ananda. And here Chit means Man Buddhi Ahankari Chit.
Both have the same word.
Yeah, word is same. So, Chit.
But they are different contexts.
Yeah.